Everyone, I would like to invite all delegations to take their places and seats. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this session of the Committee of the Whole. In this session, I would like, as indicated in the first week, but also yesterday, to start our more practical work on the review process. We have submitted, based on the all the information that was presented to us, to the Secretariat, to myself, we have submitted yesterday a slightly more condensed version, I would say a better organized version, of the compilation of all the inputs that were sent to us, but also those who have been mentioned in this room. Besides the information as content that was circulated to you on Sunday, yesterday compilation also including a few proposals when related to the solemn declaration. But as again discussed yesterday in this room, we will not open discussions, not today, and we'll see if there is reason to open those discussions tomorrow at the end of our session on the solemn declaration. So we first need to register some content and progress and to see which direction we are moving before reopening discussions on the solemn declaration. Now today we would like to start discussions with Article 1, and as you would see in the circulated document. I will also ask my colleagues to put it on the screen. It has some consistent textual, but I would say not textual in terms of language, but of content proposals. And I would like really now to invite delegations to express their views in relation to those proposals, or either to indicate others. In particular, I would like to start with the proposals made by the NAM group. They are indicated as well in this document and in the end. So I would like to invite either the group coordinator or representatives from the group to engage in these discussions. As we have seen in the proposals submitted to Article 1, many of the proposals that were submitted by the NAM group are reflected in the draft that was, or in the document that was circulated. The support for the provisions of Article 1, the reconfirming, reaffirms the use by the state party in any way and under any circumstances, so the prohibition. We do have most of the elements included in point 1 and point 2 of this document. So if there are any additional, more content-related specific proposals, we would appreciate very much hearing them today in this session. As a matter of organizing our work, we will discuss article by article based on the document that was circulated. Depending on how the discussions go, we envisage to have a short break of 15 or maybe 20 minutes at mid-session, let's say, so to allow delegations either to rest or to consult additionally if they need between discussions. And I don't know if the Secretary General would like to make any announcement regarding the credentials, the session. Oh no, relax. So there are no additional announcements from our colleagues from the secretariat. And with this, I would like to open the floor for the discussions on Article 1 with one specific disclaimer. We are not doing an exercise of drafting. So all comments that will be received by delegations will be duly noted, will be discussed in this room, I hope, and I encourage everyone to participate actively in those discussions. So then we would be able to really adjust the document, the content, the ideas that you are putting forward into a more focused or more compiled or summarized version, if I can say like that. So now I open the floor for Article 1. And I have the delegation of the Russian Federation requesting the floor.